All rights reserved. All rights reserved. I know I'm a little late. My bad. You know why? Because I had to make dinner. And I was going to leave it half cooked and run upstairs. But I was like, no, that's I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. So thank you for you who are coming back. Thank you. So let's get this show on the road. Oh my gosh, there's always so much more new information popping off. What's good? What is good? Pat S., thank you for coming back. Thank you. We're going to start the show off with another one of my little songs.
Inspiration, no complications. I bring it back on this track like black people for our great destination. I inflate your position and desire to inspire and tap your mental wire with the buzz for desire of utmost progress. No envy, I stare directly in the eyes of what's scaring me, and I'm motivating up the Bosmixer cups for mathematic melodies. Shutting it down will never discourage me. If I can keep people succeeding, if for eternal weeks for peace, don't think the words will be heard for those in need. Trusting the fit, no skills within any fields I'm fit. People stand and defend. B-girl, new girl, popping new school. And in all black, different towels, no black. More fools. No more time to post, shall succeed it. Clap vibe on this track. Audio tears,
audio tears, please.
Season is because I'm breathing, not for no complicated thought, no blacker than the eye on them funny keys, and life has a way to just sprout in its form, out of those eternal garbage cans, the one with stress, and all the mess that grows internal like flowers, direct investment at best, it'll not be drowned, no more of that than you can handle, and how bad it's confessing at best, it'll dismantle,
Shout out Clef Dallas. I'm sorry, I'm eating. I recorded that in 1998. The good old days. That's from my EP. I got an EP I brought out in 1998 called Subject Matter. Subject Matter. I don't even think I have it on anything. But those people, there's people that still have my tape. And thank you guys who still have my tape. I used to walk around with tapes in my backpack. That's how we used to eat around here. Yes. But anyway, that song is called Be Active. Clef Dallas, he's one of the dopest producers. Come to find out, he worked with a gang of people. Found that out after he died. You know what I'm saying? East Coast people. Anyways, without further ado. So I started out thinking I was going to talk about this. And yeah, we'll get to that. And I mean, it's all intertwined. But there was just so much that just, I mean, whew, there's so many clips and things. It's just, man. So we're just going to dive in. All right. Let's see what y'all are talking about over here. Let's see. Hey, what up, y'all? What up? All right. Well, let's just press play. This is just we are entertaining ourselves. This is All Rights Reserved. This is all hearsay and gossip, and not even that. It's community information, you know, for educational and informational purposes. Sorry, I'm smacking. This is mac and cheese with ground turkey. It is so good. Oh my God. When last time y'all had that? When y'all had all that? Anyway, let's press play. We'll see what he's talking about.
Diddy is finally addressing those rumors about his alleged relationship with former protege, Usher.
Are you a whore?
And that's why, no, where I'm single, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I'm honest now. But I was like, I would always be, you know, lying or seeing it. But then the internet just went so crazy.
Rumors about Diddy being into much younger men have been popping up left and right lately. And Usher himself previously exposed Diddy for running something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some
Flavor Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's
gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orging like nonstop.
But how true are these rumors really? And what did Diddy have to say after Usher exposed him? Let's get into it.
And I'm not taking away from any man that's in love or any people that want to be married or want to, you know, say they monogamous, but they not. I'm just telling the truth.
The gay rumors about Sean Diddy Combs simply refuse to die. And these rumors recently took a disturbing turn after Diddy was accused of grooming teenage boys, including Usher.
How it feel? I was so mesmerized. I don't even know what you're talking about. I was just so blown away by the stamina, and the connection, being able to be connected that long with so much.
For years, Diddy avoided addressing all the speculation about his sexuality. However, after Usher publicly said he would never let his own kids attend Puffy Flavor Camp, Diddy finally decided to set the record straight. Now, before we go into Diddy's reaction, let's talk about Puffy Flavor Camp, because the name alone just doesn't sound right.
So I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
To give you some context first, rumors about Diddy being gay have been circulating for most of his career. In fact, a number of celebs and Diddy's collaborators have dropped hints about Diddy's big secret, including 50 Cent.
So, yo, when we gonna get the chance to, you know, to kick it, like, we can just hang out. Nigga, we gotta
hold
kick
that.
It.
This is
Puff.
Okay.
You're telling me we gotta kick it and shit. And he's like, right. Yo, why don't we, like, go shopping or some shit? I mean, like, I pay for it. And I was like, I got the away from him because I was like,
this nigga. This nigga just tell me he take me shopping.
And this goes off. But this is a little fruit, probably a fruit pile.
It's a fruit pile, trust me.
You see these little weird like that out there? I'm just sitting out there for no reason. You don't see accident. You'll be like kissing. Like that doesn't happen by accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Later, you're going to find out a little shit I'll be saying to you.
Back in 2018, Diddy appeared on a very awkward episode of Drink Champs. And not only did he call Noor daddy, but it also looked like he was flirting with Fabulous the whole time.
Yeah.
Mr. Lee,
I love this drink.
Will you put my back?
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, will you put my back?
Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping.
No,
I like that.
Look back on where I became.
Did you miss?
What is that all about? Men in the audience, please tell me, what is that daddy about? Why is he saying, I like that, Daddy, I like that? What is that about? Yeah, 50 and them is homies. They just be playing. 50 be acting like he ain't down with the team. Let me keep playing it.
For real, because I'm saying, it seems like a thing.
I miss his birthday party. Park, man.
Man, but I'm talking about for your birthday.
Huh?
Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We party for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party, you know what I'm saying?
50 Cent later called out Diddy over his interview during his appearance on The Breakfast Club and said that everybody knows there's something fluffy going on with Diddy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he says something fabulous and he goes, yo, no, but me and you, we ain't party. Like, we need to party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party, you know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? Yo. What is he talking about?
When
people say that to me, I get a little uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable. Like he said something to me one time, a long time ago, at Chris Lighty's wedding. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what the What'd you just say? Let me move, man, before I do something. You're going to make me mess up the wedge.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Let me get out. No, dude, take me. That's what a guy says to a girl. And the cameras just roll. Everybody see. Don't make like it's just me, man. What if you do some like a little fluffy stuff?
Now you guys
on?
Are all.
When Diddy appeared on The Breakfast Club months later, Charlamagne the God asked him about 50's comments. However, Diddy claimed he didn't see anything.
You, because they said you were sounding real suspect on the interview.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Of course, I didn't see that.
Nah, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I swear to God.
Come on, man. You saw that whole world.
Check this out. When they started playing the game, the pause game, I would definitely.
That came from Harlem, too.
Yeah, it came from Harlem. I definitely would say some, crowd would be like, whoa, did he just say that? You know what I'm saying? I don't play games. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. I don't play games. But yeah.
Did you
compilation? I was coming off of being in Miami a night of partying. I don't really remember what I was saying.
Charlamagne then played the part of the Drink Champs interview with Diddy calling Noor daddy. But Diddy again played it off like he didn't know what they were talking about.
Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping.
That was you.
Scrambling.
What? You said, I like when you do it like that, Daddy. When you scrambling and scraping for
Hey, man.
You know what? He was probably on some heavy Molly or something. You know what I'm saying? He probably was on some serious prescription pill. He don't even remember saying all that. That was his subconscious. He might have been pilled out. Daddy, hey, Daddy, when we gonna party, Daddy? You know, you never know, allegedly. I don't know any of this. I'm just speculating. Party is a code word. That's what I'm thinking, too. When we gonna party? Oh, yeah. All that Daddy talk is very sus. Would you go out walking around with your boys talking about what up, Daddy? Is that how we doing it in the 20s, 2020s?
I don't know what I was talking about.
Nah. I mean, I was
Look at that stuff and laugh.
I mean, it could be funny. I don't really be on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
But Diddy also got all nervous and defensive at one point, claiming he never even thinks of other men.
I don't never hit him with no, you know, nothing. I don't even think of no other man, man. Besides, if I'm thinking about another man, I'm thinking about uplifting. I'm not thinking about all that. All them gnats, you know, they can't really touch me, y'all.
However, 50 Cent isn't the only public figure who openly talked about Diddy being gay. The queen of celebrity tea spilling, Wendy Williams, also talked about this on more than one occasion. In fact, Wendy's probably the first person who told us that Diddy was gay back in 1998. However, no one took her seriously because she had public beef with Diddy, so people thought she was just spreading rumors to be petty. But see, after Wendy alleged on her former radio show that Diddy was gay, she had her entire show shut down for months. And here's what she had to say about it.
There was a radio personality once upon a time. Her name was Wendy Williams, and she was practically burned at the stake for talking about such. And now it's all come full circle.
And then Diddy's collaborator, The Game, also previously talked about how there are a lot of big names in hip hop who are in the closet.
Do you think that you've done songs with gay rappers? And you know, who are not obviously in the closet?
Possibly.
Yeah?
Oh, when you say who not in the closet?
Who is in the closet?
Possibly, man.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So you think that you've worked with a gay rapper?
Yeah, man. And gay, not being just full out gay, but hiding it, trying to pretend like he, you know, loves girls and live the rap lifestyle. But really, he's a man fan.
He's a man fan.
Yeah. There's a lot of man fans out there in hip hop.
And though The Game didn't name any names, his estranged brother later suggested that The Game and Diddy had something going on back in the day. Following The Game's appearance on Drink Champs last year, his brother posted and then deleted a photo of Diddy in The Game, insinuating that they were more than friends. And then we also can't forget what rapper Daylight said about Diddy in that Vlad TV interview.
Would you
like, would I f*** Diddy? Yeah. Yeah, I f*** Diddy. I'm not going front. I'd f*** this shit with Diddy. Like, why not? Like, you know, Diddy's attractive. You know what I'm saying? Get him off with, like, a bottle of Ciroc, like, you know, a shot of Ciroc. Actually, I got a website that I'm about to start a movement. It's called I Want to P Diddy Movement. That's you know, my agenda for for the rest of the semester.
But we're just scratching the surface here, because new disturbing allegations are now starting to surface about Diddy and his alleged inappropriate relationships with much younger boys and men. And one of Diddy's former young protégés, Usher, is one of the rare ones who openly discussed the wild stuff he witnessed as a teenager living at Puffy's Flavor Camp. So for those who don't know, Usher's been part of show business since he was just a kid. When he was just 10 years old, he joined an R&B group called The New Beginnings, and the group went on to release an album. However, Usher's mom took him out, claiming Usher's involvement in the music industry was a bad experience. But Usher continued to pursue music, and at age 13, he met Bobby Brown's former bodyguard, AJ Alexander, at a local talent show in Atlanta. Alexander took Usher under his wing and invited a representative from L.A. Reid's LaFace Records to see Usher perform on the TV talent show Star Search. Following the performance, Alexander arranged for Usher to sing in front of L.A. Reid, and Reid signed Usher on the spot.
Got down on one knee and he sang Boyz II Men's End of the Road. He really charmed the girls in my office.
Couldn't believe it.
And while L.A. Reid is often praised for discovering Usher and giving him his first big break, he's now also been accused of letting Diddy take advantage of Usher when he was still a minor. See, while Usher was preparing for his first debut album, his voice changed due to puberty, and L.A. Reid considered dropping Usher from his label. However, Usher begged the label to let him stay, so Reid decided to put Usher's album on hold and send him to New York to live with Diddy and attend what Reid called Puffy's Flavor Camp. Usher, who was just 14 at the time, became the youngest member of Diddy's Bad Boy posse, and back in 2004, Usher told Rolling Stone that coming to New York all by himself was one of the hardest days of his life. Usher also said that Diddy introduced him to the adult lifestyle right away, telling Rolling Stone, "You'd open a door and see somebody doing it, or several people in a room having an orgy. You never knew what was going to happen." Now, in the same interview, Usher only said there were always a lot of girls at Diddy's house, and he didn't mention anything about Diddy inviting other young men over. However, when Usher appeared on the Howard Stern show, he painted a totally different picture of Puffy's Flavor Camp.
I moved to New York City. And I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some...
Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's.
He's in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
And now watch how Usher reacted when Howard Stern said Diddy's place was filled with chicks.
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Usher then went on to say he saw some wild things at Puffy's Flavor Camp. And though he didn't specify what those things were, you could totally tell the way he talked that it was nothing appropriate for 14-year-olds.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Usher also talked about how he was paid per diem to stay with Diddy. And at one point, it seemed like he was having flashbacks of some dark stuff that he witnessed.
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat? Or are you just like, can you stay up till 4 a.m. with them and party?
I mean, I could. I actually stayed up longer than them.
And do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had like, you know,
what
like a living.
Life.
Yes.
Again, remember Usher was just 14 when this was happening. And what's even crazier is that when Howard Stern asked him if he would send his kids to Diddy's camp, Usher immediately said no.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy camp?
Hell no.
See?
This interview got a lot of fans wondering if Diddy did something to Usher when he was a minor that Usher can't talk about.
I mean, that's always a possibility. Nobody knows except them. I'm pretty sure he went to parties when I was like 12, 13, 14, adult. Clubs, you know, with my cousin. It was different back then, you know. That doesn't necessarily mean something happened. I never knew there were so many gay and bisexual men in the industry back in the day. This internet started spinning all the beans over the last 2 decades. Yeah, but you know, I don't really appreciate that the focus is black men. Like, I know all of them. Everybody gets down with the get down that's in that game. So why is the focus just on the brothers? I'm running up the stairs. That's why I'm breathing a little hard. But yeah, I just think it's not fair necessarily to just focus on whoever's and like throwing their sexuality in their face. Like, you know, people seem down with it when it was popping off. Now it's everybody's geriatric and it's like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? But but he's just not the only one. That's why I'm annoyed.
And people on social media are now speculating that Diddy's just another R. Kelly who's yet to be fully exposed. Meanwhile, an old clip resurfaced of Diddy seemingly suggesting in an interview with Kevin Hart that Usher used to sleep in his bed, which further fueled the rumors about Diddy being R. Kelly 2.0.
That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, I mean, damn, pause, but like, check this out. I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before Paws was invented, you know what I'm saying? But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo,
like,
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes and we're streaming live. Stupid.
But that wasn't the end of it, because another industry insider, Jaguar Wright, also added fuel to these rumors, suggesting that Diddy himself may have been victimized by the late Uptown Records founder, Andre Harrell, who was mentored by music mogul Clive Davis.
Well, he got a boss too, and his boss name is Clive Davis. Clive run him. Diddy don't run himself. But you know, that's how they do in L.A.
Jaguar also insinuated that Diddy was somehow involved in the death of his ex-wife, Kim Porter, because she was allegedly writing a tell-all book and planning to expose Puffy's flavor camp.
You want to know what they all had in common, though? The survivors and the late of Uptown Records, they were all writing tell-all books. Andre was writing a book right before he died. Heavy D was working on a book before he died. Kim Porter was working on a book before she died. And Al B. Sure was working on the documentary of his life. And then he goes into a coma.
And according to Jaguar, Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie, also must have witnessed all kinds of unspeakable things going on in Diddy's house, which is probably why she decided to end her girlfriend contract.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at it like that's the way the new relationship should work.
What, to get paid?
Yeah,
she was getting $500K a month. She quit because he dropped her down.
Yeah, I think that's where they're at with it now.
No, but understand this. Think about this. And there are women in this room.
Probably not, Third Eye.
Why would you quit? What the fuck is going on that $250,000 ain't enough?
Ladies?
Like the fact that he... I'm just saying... The fact that he cut it from 500 to 200, who the f- gives a shit? 200K, who 250K? Who turning down 250K a month?
Mm.
What the f- is going on in that relationship that 250K ain't enough?
Could see some things.
That ain't worth 250K. That's got to be some dark.
Of course, Diddy probably had Cassie sign all kinds of NDAs, so it's unlikely we'll get a tell-all book from her. However, Diddy can't stop everyone from talking, and all these rumors about him being gay and mentoring young men just keep getting louder by the day. But what does Diddy have to say about all of this? How did he react to Usher exposing him and his flavor camp? Well, it looks like Diddy's once again skirting around the real issue, because in his recent interview on The Breakfast Club, he addressed his controversial lifestyle and claimed he's just single and having fun.
You know, I'm saying, I just... And then it's like right now, I just want to be single and I just want to have different experiences. Right. And I want to take my time with my love life and my heart and not have to be doing it for the gram. You know what I'm saying?
However, it seems like no one dares to ask Diddy directly about allegations that he slept with Usher in the same bed when Usher was a minor. And fans are now saying it's only a matter of time until Diddy's other victims start coming forward. One fan said, when Diddy is fully exposed, and trust me, he will be, it's going to be a wild day on social media. I want no parts. And another fan added, one day they're going to have a surviving P. Diddy. But let's hear your opinions on this. What do you think really went down at Puffy?
Wait a minute. Is it me or do his hairline be changing? You see that right there? It's like the fucking vampire shit. It's like the letter M. And then at other times, it'd be like straight across right there. I don't know if y'all can see what I'm seeing. Was it, yeah. It needed to, anyway. Why him, though? Like, you know, by no means, again, let me repeat, by no means am I defending this dude. But I just be feeling like it's like a slap in the face to me. Like, it's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. But then you making the brothers look terrible. But then the brothers making themselves look terrible. They shouldn't be doing these activities. If y'all supposed to be the gods of the universe, then y'all need to step y'all spiritual game up, because this is looking bad a lot. Not just the celebrity brothers, just brothers in general. The cheating, the stealing, the lying, the low life shit. Just, yeah, let's check this out. Did y'all catch that? Let's see. So basically, Odell Beckham is pulling up his pants and Justin Bieber's like stand like on his knees in front of his pants. Like, and then Trey Songz just happens to walk by. Allegedly. You know, when the camera comes
back. I don't want to believe the Odell Beckham Jr. poop rumors, but after watching this video of Justin Bieber giving Odell a special type of love before he pulls his pants up, makes me realize I really do not know what to believe anymore. I don't want to believe the Odell Beckham Jr. poop rumors, but after watching this video of Justin Bieber giving Odell a special type of love before he pulls his pants up, makes me realize I really do not know what to believe anymore. I don't want to believe the Odell Beckham Jr. poop rumors, but after watching this video of Justin...
Hello.
It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
And then a few years later, Justin and Diddy had another awkward interaction in front of the camera. And this time, Justin looked completely traumatized and scared of Diddy.
You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my numbers.
But it's definitely...
Grooming allegations have been coming to the surface about how whether Justin Bieber and Usher were groomed by Diddy.
And you can see here, Justin looks pretty uncomfortable.
If I'm 15, you could ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not yet.
16. Slow down,
okay.
Justin.
Okay.
Slow down, okay?
One step at a time.
But yeah, the keys is yours. You get 16. Good to go.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
Grooming allegations have been coming.
Diddy used to take 14-year-old Usher to wild parties. Yeah, you heard that right, 14.
Diddy introduced him to the adult lifestyle right away, telling Rolling Stone, you'd open a door and see somebody doing it, or several people in a room having a... You never knew what was going to happen.
And by the way, I never quite experienced anything like that. Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
My brother right here from day one, we used to wake up and, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes.
As soon as you turn 16, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you rock this every time. Right. Yeah, it's going to be yours.
I like when you like this, Daddy.
Yeah, when you put my back.
Daddy, I like when you all scrambling and scraping. I like that.
Where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
Did he used to take
my dad being mad that he created a bad bitch?
27-year-old.
Daddy. For real, y'all just got to see me them.
They're all looking for peace.
Get out of there. All right. There's a lot of stuff, but look, it's just a lot. Let's see what this
Diddy has been making the rounds with however many ladies as he can, yet it hasn't halted the reports about his clashing sexuality. 25-year-old Jay Versace has quite recently added to the tales with claims that while visiting Diddy at his home months prior, the rapper bent him over on his monster outside bed. guaranteeing that Jay's vague remarks affirms Diddy's secret gay exercises. Jay Versace is an American social media personality who is known for his comedic content and as being the funniest teenager on the internet. When he was at the peak of his fame, Diddy invited him over to his Los Angeles mansion for a party. A gathering of some female TikTokers posted a throwback pic showing them playing on Diddy's outdoor bed. That's when Jay crept into the comments and made a few touchy charges towards Diddy, revealing Diddy had him bent over on the bed. Jay did not explain the circumstances around him being folded over with Diddy. Diddy has been making the round.
In 2009, rapper Xzibit had a night out with Diddy that took an unexpected turn. The rap mogul took him to a club that turned out to be a haven for the LGBTQ plus community, leaving Xzibit feeling quite bewildered. "We bounced out of that joint straight away. I didn't even say goodbye to anyone. It was hella," says he later recorded. And if that wasn't enough,
you know, where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose.
Please, who can tell us what Diddy could possibly want to do with young Justin that he couldn't mention in front of the camera? Thanks to his obvious body language, Diddy acted suspicious and Justin looked clueless. Could there be something that Diddy was going to do that he didn't want anyone to know about? Well, we already knew what he did with Usher. The young and innocent Usher was exposed to explicit activities carried out by other celebrities under Diddy's watch. And not just that, he and Diddy even shared a bed. Man, this is really disturbing. Could that be what he wanted to do with young Justin as well? Expose him to things improper for his age. I mean, Diddy even confessed he didn't have legal custody over Justin as he had with Usher, so he had no right to expose Justin the way he did.
Diddy's
proteges also dominated TV airwaves. But behind the success was a mirage of cultic rituals, gay parties, and other weird things.
Fuss at them, they're not doing enough, they could be doing more, why don't you have a job?
Fashion icon Kimora Lee was one of the closest friends to Kim Porter. In fact, when she died, he was devastated. The venture capitalist claimed that during their time together, Diddy made Porter perform some gay rituals during their birthdays. For a fact, Gene Deal, the man who was in charge of Diddy's security, also claimed that he witnessed the bizarre happenings more than once. Not long ago, rapper Fabolous also gave some info regarding the same weird parties with Diddy at the center of them all. The truth is, most people want to go to a celebrity after party to rub shoulders and mingle with whichever stars are in the house. Diddy's proteges also...
Allegations surrounding Diddy's inappropriate behavior around boys and young men are getting louder, and reports recently emerged that Diddy groomed both Usher and Justin Bieber. Fans are now saying this might be the reason Justin used to act out so much during the early days of his career and why he's still struggling with mental health. It's time to talk about it. Diddy has a rap sheet of allegations that is so long that it's hard to fit into one video. Usher, just like Justin Bieber, was thrust into the entertainment industry at a very young age.
Thrust into
it. He admitted that Diddy introduced him to the adult lifestyle and that he witnessed some wild things at Diddy's house. Usher also revealed that he was paid per diem to stay with Diddy, but he never explained why Diddy was paying a 14-year-old boy to live with him. Thanks for watching.
Do
you separate yourself from
the only thing I'm separating?
Damn, they are not playing with Puffy. They are really trying to get this man, ain't they? Lauren Ludden, oh my God. Oh my God, that Third Eye Side Supreme, that stayed on my mind for a minute. And my friend was telling me to be careful tapping into that. But yeah, she probably was there was some people back then when Nipsey first was murdered that did say that Lauren London allegedly has something to do with setting them up. Yeah, the escort aspect of it. Yeah, I could see that because then you feel like you won't have to be bothered with nonsense. What up, King Five or King V? What up? Yeah, it's just something else. And then they don't get investigated. Like, people been talking about Chris Stokes. Y'all know about Chris Stokes at this point with the B2K. People talk about it, nothing happens. Marcus Houston, nothing happens. Lil Wayne and Baby, nothing happens. Ray J allegedly, whoever, Lil Bow Wow, etc. Nothing happens to none. You know what I'm saying? So allegedly. And now Usher allegedly Justin Bieber. Have y'all heard any of these? Let me know in the chat if y'all heard any of these crazy rumors. I'm just throwing it out here. I can't let y'all say, what is the term? I can't confirm nor deny if this exists. This is all alleged. This is all just community building. I'm just, let's just play, press play on this.
Get some ass on a bad bitch like you. You. Yep. Matter of fact, look, keep the flag with me at all times. Yeah, I'm like that.
He ended our interview angrily.
Man, I thought you said she was easy. Lying motherfucker. Music. Take this motherfucking microphone off. I mean, look like a fucking tattletale.
Do you separate yourself from it?
The only thing I'm separating is some ass on a bad bitch like you. You. Yep. Matter of fact, look. Keep this flag with me at all times. Yeah, I'm like that.
He ended our interview angrily.
Man, I thought you said she was easy.
I wonder why he was true.
This is not how civilized.
Oh, y'all, I'm turning.
The question is,
what happened to my?
I have officially monetized my videos.
Oh my gosh. Let's keep moving. Because I really wanted to get into this other topic, y'all. It's really interesting. I'm going to probably do it later tonight, though. What do y'all think of this, though?
It's definitely
this video of Justin just went viral, and fans noticed that in the video he's acting completely off and not at all like himself. First of all, he doesn't seem normal from how he is standing and walking toward the end. He looks as though he's completely lost. He's also wearing sunglasses at night. Now the sunglasses paired with the way that he's walking and acting have many fans speculating that Justin might be using some kind of substance.
Get out! She didn't smile at me.
Crazy.
Man, everybody talking about Andre 3000's new flute album, man. This dude been lying to us the whole time. Like this is, like he ain't never dropped a flute song. Check this out.
I've actually played some Wynn things that I put out in the world that I call myself another name under different artists that are out there that, you know, I was just kind of testing it out in a way.
Wait, so you have anonymous Wynn recordings out there already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. From known artists.
Really?
And they've been cool about keeping it secret. Yeah, I wasn't sure how to present the Wynn thing because I would just be on the street and play because I play like in nature a lot. I just play hiking, walking in the city, wherever. And what started to happen was people started kind of like filming me on their cell phones and posting it and making beats out of it, which is cool to me. But yeah, I was trying to find a way. How can I share my love for discovering this wind instrument with more people?
I thought I'd end it on
where it's just not this kind of where's Waldo, there's this dude playing kind of thing.
Man, everybody talk.
Andre. Before and after they sold their soul, part 25.
Lay me by your side. Can I lay by your side?
Before and after they
well,
me, DMX, Method Man, Redman, Ja, the Locks. This tour is packed. First night, 360 sold out. Everyone has a great show. Meth and Red are flying in the audience. They're incredible performers. Everyone's destroying it. So X is about to go on, and I'm like, you know, I want to see. I got like
X is little, before you.
X is gone before me. The lights are up. He's in the hallway. He goes, it goes, doom, doom.
Yeah, I
and now the arena's shaking. And I'm like, this is cool. And then it goes, doom, doom. And then he goes, and the fucking arena goes crazy. First of all, it's deafening. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's running back and forth. He has a thing like a Alizé and Hennessy mix. It looks like blood. Like he's drinking blood. Me,
where are you going?
Tell you the truth or the truth.
I guess I see you at my funeral.
I remember that. Do y'all remember when he was on a Yanla and he cussed the Yanla out? That was crazy, wasn't it? Let's check this.
Time where I was sipping lean, I was popping pills, I was doing Molly, you know, shrooms, everything. And it was just an escape for me.
I decided to stop because I felt like I was dying. My security and stuff were coming into the room at night to check my pulse. Like, people don't know how serious it got. Like, it was legit crazy scary. I was waking up in the morning and the first thing I was doing is popping pills and smoking a blunt and starting my day, you know? So it just got scary. I basically said to myself, I'm like, God, if you're real, you get me through this season of stopping these pills and stuff. And if you do, I'll do the rest of the work. And then I did that. And then I was good from there, but I never did the actual work. I got off the pills, but I never went to the root of everything. So then I just like, kind of circle back around, which most people do.
Time where I was.
Damn. These old and very concerning clips of Diddy with Justin are resurfacing.
We trying to shake up the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do some real shit out here. You know what I mean? I got in my Diddy mode. I'm sorry. I start licking my lip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Ooshkosh Goosmash. You gave me the Ooshkosh Moaf. The Shmoosmash. Diddy. Yeah, son. You know what I mean? I mean, you gave me the Ooshkosh Moaf. I love it, yo.
What in the
he says things he doesn't even know what he's saying. It's like food.
Well, hold up. What is the Ooshkosh Goosh? Anybody want to tell me out there what the Ooshkosh Moosh is? What intarnation? You know, and it's crazy because definitely, you know, it's not just Hollywood, it's in the church, it's in the education system. It's in the military. It's in all aspects of people activity. You can read this book called The Code by Neely Fuller. And he was Dr. Francis Crest Welsing's big homie. I used to get into conversations with this man. He was like 90 years old and he still made all the sense in the world. But he was Dr. Francis Crest Welsing's big, like, her mentor, protege. You know, the one who wrote the ISIS papers. Yeah, she got the ISIS papers idea from him with this, The Code. Okay, but definitely get the ISIS papers if you've never read it. You know, I'm thankful that I had a chance to learn about her and meet her when she came to Cal State Long Beach. Everybody came to Long Beach in the 90s. I'm so thankful I got to meet a lot of people. I spelled papers wrong, my bad. Okay, my typing thing is tripping. But had any of you guys heard any of this crazy stuff before? I've heard it throughout the years. Nobody did anything about it. Not nothing. You know, you said nothing happens because they're all protected. Yeah, and they're just lazy. And they really don't see anything wrong with it. And that goes in with the hypocrisy of everything again, because to me it's like, they market and promote these folks to teenagers. You know what I'm saying? You remember, I don't know if you ever watched Eddie Murphy when he was on the Oprah Winfrey show, and he said he was tripping because his teenage daughter had a poster of The Rock on her wall. He was like, this is a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a grown-ass man my daughter has on her wall. Am I comfortable with that? And he realized he wasn't comfortable with that, you know. So
I don't want to believe the Odell Beckham Jr. poop rumors, but after watching this video,
you will hate Justin.
Let me see.
You will hate Justin Bieber after watching this. Part one.
Why are black people afraid of chainsaws?
Don't even say it. Don't say it.
I'll be part of the KKK. Then there'll be one less lonely nigga.
Back away, girls. Back away, back away. Back away from the car. Justin.
You will hate Justin Bieber after watching.
Damn.
When Justin was just 15, he spent.
Hey, keep going. Same little video clip.
Time where I was sipping lean.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. Let me go back. This is Michael Jackson's nephew, y'all. This kid, don't he look like Michael?
Let's just say it is what it is and was what it was. This is the one.
Oh, no. You know, I mean,
Lil Wayne verse made Eminem say, why did I think of that?
AP, NHD, these diamonds be talking in they sleep. You know not to test me like SAT. They pay me like Riri, ASAP. Hotter than AZ, cool as a-
That was clever. That was clever. That was clever. I don't be wanting to see his clips. They be just... I'm just trying to get to what I'm trying to get to. Let's see what drama they got for
who are you dating right now? That's the old nervous take the hat off and fix my hair move. Are you dating anyone?
These are nice.
Those are my glasses.
Do you need these? Oh.
Just to read.
Oh, see, oh this is good.
Yes, just to read.
Wow, maybe I need these.
Yeah.
This is
I
good.
Know, I didn't think I needed glasses until pay attention to the dating
Sorry.
Question.
Sorry.
That's it. Just you can just hide me from this.
Whoa.
It's hard. Thanks, man.
He lives his life in a fishbowl, dude. Thanks, man. Stop. Stop taking this photo. Stop. Stop it. He has a life like this. This is his life. Man, I don't know how you do this. How do you do this, dude?
I'm gonna pull my pants because you always do that thing where you show all my pants down and it's really annoying just for you. Who are you dating right now?
Oh, really?
Porter says she dumped Diddy. I feel like in a statement to the TV show, The Insider, she says.
Okay, no more. Hey,
you smell amazing. How old are you?
Thank you.
Wow, look at your eyes. What music are you listening to at the moment?
Why do they keep flirting with this child?
I feel violated right now. Wow.
But I took the opportunity in the window, considering I'll never get to do it again, and kind of blasted him.
What? Do you like French girl?
Oh, yeah, I love
you. Some really
weird questions. And,
Things on blast.
You want to say it again? You have beautiful lips.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
You have great lips.
Thank you, bro.
Never gave me a sex talk. Okay, so why aren't you giving a sex talk?
I feel uncomfortable right now.
Oh,
why do you want to know the sex talk from a 15-year-old boy? That's pretty weird.
But just replies. Yeah, serious.
Harry, who apparently wanted to know what a Bieber butt felt like.
Naked with your friend?
Why are you putting me on the spot like this? Gosh.
Puffy, right? His baby mom, Kim Porter, right? She got a whole lot of Tupac-related posts on her IG. She's right next to Puffy, and she's wearing the Tupac shirt. Did Tupac and Kim Porter know each other?
Bruh. All the people in the industry know. At one time, Pac and Puff was like this. They was cool enough where they became enemies. Do you understand that? Where Pac didn't trust him no more, and where Puff idolized some of the things that he was doing. And you gotta remember, they was all swingers. Something happened between them two, and I don't know what it was, and I don't know what it is that caused a friction between their relationship. Maybe Kim liked Pac more than she liked Puff, but she couldn't have Pac. Puffy.
Wouldn't that make some sense? Wouldn't that make some sense? Think about it. Puffy's the big man, but when Tupac came around, he wasn't the big man. You know what I'm saying? When Tupac's in the room, he's always smaller than Tupac. You know what I'm saying? He liked Kim. He liked to take girls from other dudes. Remember, she was with Albie Shore, right? And then Tupac comes around because Biggie brought Tupac around. That's who brought Tupac around, Puffy. And then Kim met him, you know. And I'm sure he was very charming. She's a very beautiful woman. So there we go, you know. And yeah, that probably is what triggered him, jealousy. Jealousy will make you do some crazy things.
Jay-Z gave her the herpes that she gave to Chris Brown. And that first night, when he had that outbreak and he busted into Clyde Davis' house, they said, where the fuck is this dirty bitch at? I can't. Jay-Z gave her the herpes.
Then they put me in a special.
You've likely heard this song.
Catherine is home alone when she hears a noise. I can get every last one of you pregnant tonight.
See, it'd be taking me off where I'm supposed to be going. I can't just stand it. Here we go. Let's see. No. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's check this out.
I've been patient.
No. I don't want to believe the Odell Beckham Jr. poop rumors, but after watching this video...
Okay, good grief.
Rumor has it that P. Diddy seems to be feeling quite jittery lately due to an upcoming Kim Porter book, a tell-all book that exposes Diddy, his true character, and the unthinkable things she went through. Porter accuses Diddy of physically harming her during an incident. Her stylist has gathered evidence of Diddy's abusive behavior, making sure it's included in the book. The turning point for Porter came when she was pregnant with their twin daughters. She discovered that Diddy had fathered a child with another woman. Feeling betrayed, she decided to step back from their relationship. Kim Porter's stylist claims to possess footage of Diddy being intimate with someone named Usher, adding more fuel to the rumors about Diddy's sexuality. As Diddy faces these controversies, only time will tell how he responds and whether his legacy will be tarnished. Stay tuned for more updates. Don't forget.
You know, he might actually be able to get out of this mess, but he'd really have to have somebody help him, you know, change his whole. But back to Lauren London. Now, first of all, I did not know that Lauren London was sister was Puffy's assistant. That says a lot. And I didn't know. I forget about the dating rumors. Y'all remember that? They were saying she was dating Puffy. Well, Puffy was saying she was dating, and she kind of got mad about that. Let's check this out. Let's remember this.
I didn't know people.
Oh, commercial. Here we go.
The rumor mill was buzzing on Wednesday, February 20th, after several erroneous reports suggested Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend, Lauren London, had moved on with Diddy. But London promptly set the record straight via Instagram, bringing the chatter to an abrupt halt. "Stop fucking playing with me and my name," she wrote. "Now let me get back to healing." She added in the caption, "I'm all love and peace, but never forget. I'm a woman in grief, and I don't play about Nip, my family, my character, and code. About to drink a green juice to start the day." London also made it abundantly clear her heart still lays with Nipsey. "Still his," she wrote in another Instagram post. "King Ermias, never forget." Neighborhood Nip was gunned down in front of his Marathon clothing store on March 31st, 2019. 3 days later, police arrested suspected shooter Eric Holder, who was ultimately indicted by a grand jury. He pleaded not guilty twice. According to CBS Los Angeles, the 29-year-old LA native entered the plea on charges of one count each of murder and possession of a firearm.
Wait, also made it
Neighborhood Nip was gunned down in front of his Marathon.
They keep it like that, though. Like, they not building nothing on it. They not doing nothing to that property. They just leaving it boarded up like that. And there's no stores popping. Why are they doing that? Why are they keeping it like that? Why do you think they made it pop? You think they just trying to keep it as a low-key crime scene still.
A clothing store on March 31st. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Robert Perry said in court earlier this week. It's also possible the trial could start in late March, which would coincide with the one-year anniversary of Nip's murder. So what do you guys think? Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Hit that subscribe button and notification bell to stay up to date on all of our new videos. And as always, make sure to keep it all the way locked to TipOpDX.com.
Nothing. Hold up. Let's go back. Let's check this one out.
Hello guys, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about Nipsey Hussle, Lauren London, and Diddy. So if you guys don't know, it was rumors that was circulating that Lauren London is now dating Diddy, but she put the rumors to rest and said in fact she is not dating Diddy. But the rumors started because Diddy posted on his Instagram stories lost files, and he posted a picture with Lauren London. So Diddy posted the picture and he deleted the picture and decided to re-upload the picture and say, "More lost files, me and my sister at Lauren London at the Roc Nation brunch." Of course, he had to change it up because that's when the rumors started circulating that he's dating Lauren London. And Lauren London came out to say all of this, to say that she was not dating Diddy. Lauren London posted this in her stories, but she also posted it on an Instagram post and came up with a caption for it. She said, "Stop effing playing with me and my name. Now let me get back to healing. I'm all love and peace, but never forget I'm a woman in grief and I don't play about Nip, my family, my character, and cold. About to drink a green juice and start my day though." Of course she's going to say this, and of course she's going to feel some type of way, because you should not be playing with this lady. Like, this lady is still grieving. Her significant other did just pass less than a year ago. Anybody anytime soon, and they need to just let it be and stop coming up with these rumors. But Diddy knew what he was doing and he shouldn't have did it. So anyways, you guys let me know what you think about this whole situation in the comment section. Also, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and also hit the notification bell. Thanks for watching.
But see, that's the thing. Why would he want to do that? Why would he want to make her embarrassed? Or he didn't give a crap. See what I'm saying? Like, he didn't care. He did not give a crap, yo. That was so disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Super disrespectful to even insinuate that they were dating. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I didn't even get into this Krishan Rock stuff. Hold up. Hold on. I'm going to press play on this one too, because this was a trip too.
How long does it take you to dial in your vocal chain if you're using X5?
Oh, goodness. How y'all doing out there tonight? If you're feeling like you want to entertain yourself, thank you for watching the Tommy Cole Show. Thank you. Here we go.
You know what these rappers, all these singers, all these big rappers y'all look up to? They always tell you what the good part about, but they never tell you what the bad part. That's crazy, man. Yeah, they got all this money, but they're dealing with emo spirits.
You're struggling? Yes, you're struggling? With them push-ups.
I owe you them all. You owe me 60 bands, and you have to perform the song right now in the crib. What are we talking about? What are you talking about? I'm giving you an out.
The music industry is getting exposed like never before, and now YK Osiris is sharing his story on how he suffered a mental breakdown after allegedly being used and passed around by Diddy and Drake. Rumors about YK being Diddy's boy toy started circulating after they reportedly went to Jamaica together. Meanwhile, YK also started spending a lot of time at Drake's mansion, and he even got Drake's brand tattooed on him. But then YK shocked fans when he shared an alarming video saying he wants to end his life. And he also talked about the demonic spirits in the industry. So what really happened to YK Osiris? Did Diddy and Drake really do something to him that caused his breakdown? Let's get into it.
I want to get out this music industry because this is not for me. But I do it because I feed my family. But I don't want to be in this. This is not what God wants me to do.
Disturbing rumors are going around that YK Osiris was victimized by Diddy and Drake. And fans are speculating that this is why YK suffered a mental breakdown. YK rose to prominence in 2018 after his song Valentine went platinum and prompted Def Jam to sign him. He released one album under Def Jam, The Golden Child. However, the project was a flop, and Def Jam dropped him from their roster in 2022. However, about a year before that, YK already started making headlines with his close friendship with Diddy. Fans noticed that YK and Diddy were hanging out a lot, and after they allegedly took a trip to Jamaica together in early 2021, rumors started swirling around that YK Osiris is Diddy's new boy toy. YK reshared this shirtless photo that Diddy posted on his IG, and he added praying heart emojis, which got fans wondering what YK was being grateful for. He also shared this since-deleted post of him getting a massage with the caption, "Listening to Diddy in B2K, eating that good fruit in the beautiful weather." And then there was this photo, which was also later deleted, and which fans speculated was taken by Diddy. Now, just months before this trip, YK shared that he was selling all his expensive cars, and he also later told The Breakfast Club that he blew all his money after the success of his single, Worth It. So when fans saw YK taking this luxury trip to Jamaica, they assumed someone else was paying for it. One fan said, "I thought this kid was gonna blow. He had some bops when he first came on the scene. Then it was like, unless you followed him, you really didn't hear much about him. Now all of a sudden, he's popping up more. I'm really starting to believe that any black guy that stays in those social circles, especially around Diddy's disgusting ass, are being fucked by men in the industry. Those who fall out or don't be in those circles refuse to bend. It's sick." And then YK's ex-girlfriend added more fire to these rumors, claiming they broke up because she caught him with a man. She wrote, "Stop asking me what happened with my baby daddy. I caught him with a man, okay?" Now, when YK appeared on The Breakfast Club about a year after his trip to Jamaica, they asked him about the Diddy rumors. However, he just laughed it off and claimed he was in Jamaica with a girl.
They said that he said it was Diddy's boy toy.
I was in Jamaica with him.
Oh, I see it now.
See?
YK Osiris in Jamaica with his alleged boo Diddy.
See? Yeah.
Was you in Jamaica with Diddy though?
Yeah, he said yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
I was with a shawty.
All right, but Diddy was there.
No, he was a whole other different.
Oh, so they just made this up.
Yeah, they made it up. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
During the same interview, YK also talked about his close friendship with Drake because a video went viral where Drake made YK sing in his house to pay off a gambling debt.
I don't owe you no more.
You owe me 60 bands? Or if you have to perform a song right now in the crib, what are we talking about? What are you talking about? I'm giving you an out. I'm not Baby. I'm not Boosie. You don't owe me no 2 rags, 5 rags. You owe me 60 bands. I'm playing a song right now. You ready? I need you. I need a full. Huh? You don't owe me no money right now. I swear. I need a full performance though. The real though.
However, YK claimed Drake is like a brother to him, and he denied Drake was trying to humiliate him.
Remember with Drake, remember you had to sing for Drake?
Nah, but Drake my brother though, like that's my boy. So it's like when we bet and gamble, like it's really ain't about no money, it's really about this fun.
But then another bizarre video went viral showing YK doing sit-ups on Drake's private jet while Drake's artist Vodka was taunting him. And while some fans thought they were just messing around, others pointed out that YK didn't look like he was having fun at all.
You struggling? Yes, you struggling? With them push-ups.
Meanwhile, Drake shared a photo of YK on his stories, showing off his new haircut in honor of Drake's certified lover boy era. Drake wrote, "Burnt the F out. You really one of one, YK Osiris." But apparently this wasn't enough, and YK also got the Ovo owl tattooed on his arm. However, the story took a really disturbing turn in October 2022, when YK went live on Instagram while driving and said he doesn't have any friends in the industry anymore and feels like taking his own life.
I just want to die. That's what I want to do. I want to die. That's what I want to do. I want to just crash out right now and just like this life. I swear to God. I had to take a ride, bro, get out of my house. Because the demons are trying to attack him, bro.
Some people at the time made fun of YK because they thought he was just crying over losing industry connections. However, YK...
Drink half a cup of this fat-dissolving brew before breakfast and watch several inches...
Later shared another video saying people don't even understand what goes on in the music industry. And he also called out rappers who constantly talk about love and God when they really serve the devil.
So stop saying that it's a God blessing. Because y'all always talking about these rappers, always talking about and giving y'all all these stupid ass talks. Oh, this God bless you, what God wants you to do. No, this is not what God wants you to do.
Now, before all these allegations against Diddy went mainstream, a lot of fans defended both Diddy and Drake, saying their sexuality is their business. However, there's now a viral theory going around that this has nothing to do with them being gay or bi, and it's actually some kind of bizarre ritual among industry elites that's been going on for ages. Without going into any disgusting details, this theory claims that powerful men in the industry believe that forcing themselves on young people, especially young men, is how they keep their youthful energy. And rumor has it that this is why Diddy was also pressuring up-and-coming artists to party with him. Celebrity medium Sloan Bella went viral recently, claiming that Diddy's ex, Kim Porter, discovered evidence of these rituals, and she was allegedly planning to expose it in her book.
P. Diddy is on some kind of spree for removing people who speak about this because he's gay. That is not the issue. I want you to hear me. That's one thing, and he may have his own shame about that, and it may be culturally not right for him, whatever. Get in line in society. That is not what this is. It's not a book about him being gay, but what we're talking about here is ritualistic sexual deviancy used to harness energy of a human being. We.
Hey, did y'all catch that? Meaning like they have ritual sexual activities that harness certain energy. So it could be boy on boy, boy on girl, grown up on, you know, all the mixtures and blends, orgies, group sex, all that, you know?
We are being harnessed, not me, not you, but the people that he's dealing with. And she became privy to this. She witnessed this. We are talking about the ritualized aggression directed at young children, mainly male, in order to harness their energy.
Sloan Bella pointed out that Kim witnessed a lot of kinky stuff during her relationship with Diddy. So according to her, Diddy being gay or bi is not why Kim wanted to expose him. Instead, she allegedly witnessed ritualized SA of young people, and that's where she drew the line. Sloan also mentioned Justin Bieber as someone who's allegedly had this done to him. And now fans are saying YK Osiris is showing the same signs of being broken by these rumored rituals. Of course, some fans believe this is just another wild conspiracy theory about Hollywood. However, judging by the comments on social media, most people are very disturbed by the fact that so many young people in the industry end up completely broken after dealing with men like Diddy. One fan said, "Honestly, this makes so much sense. And it's crazy because they do lose all sense of self once they..."
It's just a hot mess. And yet people still want to be famous. People, I want to be famous. You know what I'm saying? People do it. I'm not willing to do anything to be famous. That's the thing. Hold up. Let me check this
out. It just feels like...
It's supposed to be about Cardi B cheating with Krishan Rock, which is crazy. It's like, let me see about this. This is celeb source.
Million. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Reported to you, right, that ASAP Rocky will have to go to trial for clapping ASAP Relly in the hand. ASAP has pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. You know what I'm saying? But the prosecutors caught bruh in 4K clutching. You know what I mean? And now Rihanna, who just had a baby, is getting a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? Look, she's thinking, I don't want to be a single mother with her beautiful voice. You know what I mean? And Insider stated that Rihanna's trying, that's what they said. They said, quote, Rihanna's trying to stay calm and listen to the lawyers who have promised that they'll keep him out of jail. But it's pretty hard when everyone had assured her that this wouldn't even go to trial. You know what I'm saying? Look, he's facing 9 years and she's terrified right now. This insider, these insiders are always leaking the information. What else you got to say to us, insider? They said, if the worst happens and they want to make an example of him, she'll be raising her two kids alone. It's a total nightmare and not something Rihanna ever thought she'd face. She's so stressed out and losing sleep over this. Oh, she's coming right now. I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Cool, cool. Now look, I 100% believe, right, that billionaire or no billionaire, she's a person. And you're like, oh, you like, no crap. Hey. Listen, billionaire or no billionaire, she's a person. And she has insecurities. You know what I'm saying? You're like, what? Insecurities. And she has things that trigger her. You know what I mean? Anxieties and a whole nine yard, man. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to think about it, man. No amount of money can substitute the value that a person, a human, rather a father, can bring to her life. I mean, like a spouse and a father to the children. You know what I mean? Because nannies can't substitute like a children's father. And no one she could pay is ASAP Rocky.
So I completely get her concerns, man. She's just nervous. She's very, very nervous about it, anxious. And I get that, man. She don't want to have to deal with that because it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. All right, look, let me check this out, man. Let me ask you a question. You need a new phone? No. Well, you might need a new phone after I give you this next story. You know what I'm saying? You ready? You ready to smash your phone into a million pieces like it was made out of Legos? Check this out. You ready? Look, you probably want to put your phone down for this one. Okay? Look at this sunken ass place ninja. This sunken place ad ninja, Ricky Williams, NFL player. Listen, this, listen what it is. Lil Duval posted, and the Simp of the Year award goes to former NFL player star Ricky Williams. This man took his wife's last name to create a relationship balance. Look at this picture right here, man. Somebody said he looked like he just ran off the plantation. I said, why y'all coming for that man's clothes like that? Looking like they came straight off the damn plantation. I said, man, look, it's crazy. It's somebody said it's crazy for.
Let me keep going.
Focusing on me, focusing on my shit. I told you that I've been going.
There we go.
Today has.
And I'm gonna tell you right now. Look, because I'm almost positive there was no sound because that was just crazy to even. Now, in response to that video, right? Blueface, let me see what he did. He added some more stuff to it. It was insane. And in response to the video of her getting his name removed, I guess she may have tried to front on it or something like that. He said, try to keep your secret, but you keep popping it on these apps. You keep popping in on these apps. I'm going to only state facts every time. Then he goes, so you ain't cuff Cardi husband on November 10th at 4 a.m. at their house in L.A.? I'm making this up. I think there was crickets after that. I'm almost positive there was no sounds because that was just crazy to even say that. Okay. Now, a lot of people looking at him like, bro, that's not cool. Like, you just broke up the family. And I can imagine Blueface like, I didn't break up the family. I didn't do it. Offset did. I said, whoa. Okay. Now, I was like, look, when I saw that, I was like, it was getting hairy. You know what I'm saying? Like as hairy as your, it's as hairy as your lady's beard. He's saying Krishan. Look, I wasn't really going to report this train wreck. And here we are. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, look, because my thing is, I'm like, if they just hung out, then they just hung out. You know what I mean? This is merely Blueface's suspicion. But, you know, the storm cloud, you know, it is what it is. Now, Offset did provide a response. Okay. This is what he said. He said, I ain't never talked to or touch that lady. Real talk, man. You need some help. He said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That woman.
I'll find my own.
Anyway, clearly I've gotten completely off track, y'all. This is what I'm doing at night. I've been watching podcasts and eating snacks. You know what I'm saying? Gaining weight, living good, but stressing. Trying not to stress. Yeah, I don't think Krishan would have been the reason for their breakup. He's been cheating on her, and it's a lot of stress. His cousin, little nephew, or whatever died. You know, she hasn't produced any type of hit. That's definitely pressure. You know, when you get all those kind of surgeries, your body be hurting and stuff. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot. Plus, they still kind of young. I don't say young like to excuse it, but they are like 20-something, close to 30. You know, they ain't thinking forever. That shit sound forever, you know, so they want to feel other people. But some people say it's a publicity stunt. Some people don't believe they're actually getting separated and all that. But anyway, thank you for hanging out with me tonight. And if I have anything else to report, I'm going to reach out because I really haven't been doing a lot of podcasts lately because I've just been so trying to find a job and get these bills popping and, you know, real life stuff. Real hot girl stuff. Anyways, I might do one later tonight. I'm thinking about it. Yep, I'm going to do one for the night shift, people. So it's going to be late. It's going to be like 11 o'clock, midnight, something like that. And it's going to be the 50 years of slave hip hop, because I was watching this dude, his podcast, and that's what he called it, 50 years of slave hip hop. I was like, that shit is dope. And his angle is really dope. So I'm going to bring that forth, and that'll probably be like 10-ish, 11-ish, something like that. All right. So anyways, I appreciate y'all. 6 years is a long time to be with somebody. I couldn't even press play on it. I couldn't even. She's so dumb. I can't. I'm sorry. Cardi B is just really dumb. Anyway, I don't dislike Cardi B. I can hear her lisp when she raps, you know. Let it be. But yeah, that. I can't. Anyway, on that note, let me get the hell out of here. If you feel so inclined to donate 99 cents, a dollar to the Tommy Coe Show TV, trust me, it goes toward the show. It really does. It goes toward when I have to go drive to get this Mac trained up, when I have to get new chargers, new plugs, my energy, my essence, you know. Anyways, I'm not monetizing this show either. It's like getting no money. So anyways, I hope you were entertained. Please let me know. Click like, y'all. Third Eye Side Supreme, you are the bomb. Plus, they're hitting up on the Coolio tip now. Like, they're saying that Puffy might have had something to do with Coolio's situation, because Coolio was talking about coming out with a book. Not a book, but like, yeah, he was starting to say he was going to fight against pedophiles. Remember on the interview he and I did, he spoke about that. Go check out Coolio interview. And then, who else? Yeah, man. It takes a lot of energy to be getting rid of all those spirits and people. Anyways, see you later tonight. Probably, hopefully. Peace. Share this. Subscribe, please. Subscribe. Thank you.